Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Universal Spiritual Connection. Join your host, Leilani Graham, along with special guests every Tuesday as they delve deep into the world of spirituality. From holistic health and wellness to cosmic evolution, vibrational physics, and everything in between. Let's work together to reach our own empowered greatness. Now, let's get into today's episode.
Aloha and welcome to the Universal Spiritual Connection. I am your host, Leilani Graham. I'd like to welcome all our callers on our switchboard and all those that are tuning in to our show this evening. It's always a great pleasure to have you all invite us into your homes on Tuesday evening. But before we get our show started, I'd like to share our call-in number with all of our listeners, and that is area code 347-327-9086. Again, that call-in number is area code 347-327-9086. I'd like to go ahead and take this opportunity to share a website with all of you and personally invite all of you to navigate throughout the show. Oh, you guys are going to love her website. I've already been on it. I've explored the whole website, and it's got great information to share with all of you. So I'd like to go ahead and give that, if you guys are ready to write this down. And that is Psychic Julie. And let me spell that for you. It is J is in joy, U as in umbrella, L as in Leilani, E as in echo.com. Again, that website is psychicjulie.com. Once we navigate through the show this evening, if you would like to personally contact Julie, you can call her or text her. And here's the number, 231, area code 231. 675-8235. Again, that call-in number is 231-675-8235. So you either call her or text her, okay? And as the show unfolds this evening, you'll understand why you're so glad you made sure you recorded that information. I also wanted to let all the listeners that are listening in on the player, you will find that I have Julie's website already linked up for your convenience. All you got to do is click onto that as you begin to navigate through her website. But please allow me to share her background information with all of you. And tonight I'm calling the show Intuitive Realms with Psychic Julie. She has saw spirits at the end of her bed as she would... Let me back up here for a moment, everybody. Please forgive me. I'm so excited and thrilled to have her. And I hope you guys got your seatbelts on because this is going to be an amazing, amazing show this evening. So let me start over again. As a child, Psychic Julie saw spirits at the end of her bed. As a young adult, she worked with formal and informal spiritual teachers to learn more and improve her gift. She has been known as J. Marie and Jocelyn on psychic networks like California Psychics, giving over 35,000 professional readings. Today, Psychic Julie works her own schedule. She teaches, gives readings, has sage advice, and loves helping her clients realize their dreams. Psychic Julie uses no tools, as she is clairvoyant, clairsentient, and clairaudient. She sees energy and auras. She communicates with pets and people on the other side, and she loves to validate what we innately know. Her clients have included celebrities, politicians, sports coaches, and moms looking for more meaning. She has found missing people and pets, but says the most rewarding readings are those where the light goes on. Her reading style may feel like conversation with your best friend or big sister. She believes in quantum physics and everything is possible. Some fun facts about Psychic Julie. She has an international manufacturing business. She's a published author and is fascinated by the history of concrete. She loves animals, travel, food, and the great outdoors. You will find her selling one day and snowboarding the next. So let's all gather together to give Julie a warm welcome to Universal Spiritual Connection. Aloha, Julie.
Aloha, Leilani. Wow, that I am so honored and privileged to be here and so excited. And my seatbelt is on. I'm like, I think as I was listening to you, I kept getting near the edge of my seat with my hands on the edge of the couch. And it's going to be fun.
Oh, it's really interesting because I could just feel all the ascended masters and the archangels and a whole bunch of other ones just flooding in. And I thought, Leilani, you cannot giggle on air, okay, while you're reading the bio.
Well, you'd want to know what's really weird is that I was kind of giggling myself going, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh, oh, this is going to be fun, this is going to be fun. So I think this is a joy ride. I'm excited.
Well, it's really good to have you. What I failed to mention to all of our listeners this evening is that Julie has officially became a part of our radio family. That's right. You heard me correctly. She will be every first Tuesday of every month. So she'll be on monthly, Tuesday evenings, first Tuesday of every month. So you may want to jot that down on your end, but you also, I want to remind all of you in advance, because your socks are going to be knocked right off your feet tonight, and you guys will find out very quickly. Now, I personally vetted Julie before I accepted her to come on to radio with us, and I, of course, said, could you give me a short reading? Oh, my gosh. There has not been a day since I have spoken to her that particular day that I have not thought about the information she shared with me. When she starts, when we start answering all you guys' calls, you'll understand very quickly as you start to interact with Julie. But, Julie, getting back to you, young lady, I'd like to give you the opportunity to speak directly to our listeners this evening, because I'm sure that you personally would like to share some thoughts with them as well.
Well, you know, one of the reasons, I'm going to keep saying probably tonight it's an honor and a privilege, but a couple of things always happen to me when I do my readings. I call it the word of the day, which I'm going to get to in a minute. And I'm going to say that every single person listening, I believe everybody on the planet, is intuitive. And we're not always sometimes our own best psychics. And I'm a psychic who's called other psychics and wanted different advice or an opinion or an idea. And, you know, sometimes things don't make sense when we first say them or when it comes out. I know sometimes I've like heard something and went, yeah, no. But the surprising thing is how it manifests and how we use that information. I just consider myself the messenger. And so if I'm said something to somebody out there and it doesn't sound quite right, let me know, because sometimes it's just my interpretation of how I get the message. And I want to make sure that I am hitting the nail on the head. And I'm so glad I did for you. It's exciting for me because I just think, you know, we're on the magic carpet ride together.
That's right. Oh, I love that, the magic carpet ride. Yes, and I got the visual on that too as well. So let me once again, because I know that you guys are all coming in to listen to the show, so I would like to share that website once again with all of you, and that is Psychic Julie. spelled JULEE.com. Again, that website is Psychic Julie, J as in Joy, U as in Umbrella, L as in Leilani, EE as in Echo. com. And if you would like to personally contact Julie, you can either call or text her at area code 231-675-8235. And our call-in number for the show is area code 347-327-9086. So you know what we're going to do tonight, Julie, because usually, oh, you know what? Let me back up here for a moment.
Sure.
It just dawned on me I have an oversight as I was reading your bio, and you are a published author.
Yes.
Please share the title of your book.
Well, if anybody could find it or wants to find it, I mean, it's kind of silly. I consider I've lived many lifetimes in this one, and there was a lifetime where I ran a sailing school, and so one of the first books that I ever published was a sailing book called Get Ready, Get Set, Go, which I know doesn't sound like really exciting, except for the fact that it was something that I was able to do myself. And then I've done a lot of other writings and stuff like that. Sadly, some of the online websites, I couldn't take some of the material with me, but I mentioned a word of the day, and I'm kind of going to use the word euphoric. I really feel like that's the day.
I like that. And by the way, I do like the title of the book. I understand
it
completely because, go ahead.
No, one of the things when you know, again, that was such a old lifetime ago, but one of the fun things with that was trying to find a niche. You know, it was an advanced sailing manual for kids, which was really, it wasn't done before. And it was really special to do it. I loved, every once in a while, somebody will come up with a copy. Even my mom will find one out of the cupboard and say, hey, look at this. So if someone can find the book out there, great. Probably with the magic of Amazon, I'm sure it's still around.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Today I was doing some research, and I actually found some information about my station years ago, and it was still there. And I thought, oh, my gosh, this was at least 10, maybe 11 years ago. And there it was. And, of course, I was thrilled that I found it. But Miss Julie, are you ready to rock and roll? Because my switchboard is lighting up big time, young lady.
Oh, fun.
Okay, so I'd like to go ahead and welcome area code 570 to USC. Please give us your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Michelle and I'm calling from Arizona.
Hi, Michelle. Well, it's good
Hello.
To have you call in. Thank you.
Great. Hi, Michelle.
You're welcome. Hi, how are you?
I just need for me to do my crazy thing, which is I always ask just a couple of questions so I can tune in if that's okay. Can I just have your hair color and eye color, the color you show the world? Like if you put in colored contacts, it's okay. It's just my little way of tuning in.
Yep. I have... like a mahogany auburn color hair, and my eyes are
beautiful.
Naturally green.
Got it. And what's your question? What would you like to know?
I got a whole bunch. Let me pinpoint one.
Okay.
You talk to family members and stuff?
Yes. In fact, you have three people who are kind of standing here. I always call it my deli counter. And I'm like, okay, people, take a number. I've had it where sometimes 20 people show up. But right now, you've got three. But here's the crazy thing. I get somebody now, if I say dark hair, I know it's kind of a range of brown colors, but it feels a little bit on the lighter dark side. That's kind of weird. But a mustache or a bushy facial hair male, of course, dark eyes. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Well, my dad had really, really dark hair, and he was full face, beard and mustache, and green eyes also.
Okay. Okay. Green, but not dark eyes. Okay. I'm going to come back to that in a second, or why I'm getting the dark eyes for a second, but I've kind of got it. What would you like to know? Why don't you just tell us so that we don't take up a whole hour's worth here getting his name. Just give me his first name, please.
John.
Got it. You know, here's what's funny. First of all, he's the guy that is always going to be like riding on the hood of your car with you, making sure that, you know, he's your little guardian angel, that things are happening. So if you hear a little clunk or whatever, or a light goes on, he's going to make sure you pay attention to it. But I also feel like the same thing with like housing projects and building and doing, and he's the guy that's always with you and feels comfortable.
Okay.
But I think that the thing is, first of all, you know, one thing I would always say over and over is they're always surprised that dead isn't dead. And I know this might be also a really crazy thing, but I also feel like he comes through with music and or rock. Well, it's sounding to me because it comes fast, but something like being at a concert or a little loud, and I hope that makes sense, but or if a song kind of keeps playing over and over and you're like, oh, my God, my dad loved that. Well, that's your dad saying, ding, ding, ding. Does that make sense?
I don't usually get that often. The only time that I feel my dad's around is if I see his birthday, which is 12/10. And that comes up on my phone all the time. And then my living room light shuts. I have a fan in my living room. And the fan will stop and go in reverse, and the light will come on, or my TV will
shut
on or off.
I don't think that's just him, because you've got two other females around, too. But what would you like to know about him? I mean, aside from the fact that he's doing great, he knows you are, too.
Yeah. I was just wondering if he had any special messages or if the other two
females. Well, I'm going to come back to the interesting part is I really do think that he's going to speak to you through some sort of music or song or something, because I'm sorry I'm not really good with Name That Tune, but it's going to be meaningful to you and it's going to sound like the appropriate advice. I know that I'm not going to get the words out right now. But so the other thing is that, are you going through a job transition? Because he's showing me, first of all, a little bit more money and something where it feels like a step up, a promotion, doing something more and feeling like you're really valued. And he's very proud of you. So if you're, and my readings are typically the next 3 to 4 months. And the reason why I'm saying that is, those are things that you're going to really notice that he's noticing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I work from home. I'm a light worker, energy worker also. That's
great.
What I do for a living. But I'm expanding, you know, my stuff.
Excellent.
And
the world needs you. The world needs more light workers, and I guess that's what he's trying to acknowledge is there's more coming. I mean, I see more money coming.
Okay, well, that's a good thing because definitely that is definitely what's needed right now.
Yeah. Well, he's there. I mean, and, you know, the hard part is that he can't personally hand it to you right now, but you're supported and loved in so many ways. I know you know that. But I just feel like all of a sudden you turn on the radio, I'm seeing this really clear image, and you're like, you're going to get it.
Hmm. Okay.
I know. One of those fun things.
Right.
So hang on to that, Michelle, because there's quite a few confirmations in there that Julie has shared with you. So at the end of the day, it's all about... You're right on track with everything you're doing, and it's about to explode around you.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, I wouldn't worry about that. And the fact is that he's your partner in this, meaning he's like a guardian angel, but he can alert you to things. But it's going to be a quiet whisper, not the shout.
Right.
Okay.
And
so, Michelle, I'm going to...
You feel that...
Michelle, real quick, is that noise coming from your end?
Yeah, I just shut my door. I'm sorry.
Okay. It's actually drowning you out. So I want to make sure that we keep that connection. So forgive me.
Yeah.
Go ahead and say what
wanted
to say to Julie.
I was just wondering if those two ladies, if they're coming across as my grandmothers, Dorothy and Marjorie.
I'm going to say yes to that because the energy feels really connected. The one thing that I'm going to say is who was the one that cooked or did it, like I'm getting a smell of food? That person, and the only reason why I'm bringing it up because I'm trying to do this a little on the quicker side, is that person also feels like somebody who represents a lot of balance, like very quiet, elegant, ladylike balance. And I think that you get a lot of your personality from her. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Well, that would
yeah.
be my,
so
my, if, mom, my mom's mom.
Yeah.
Both
and I just
but
feel
my mom's mom is
well,
again.
And again, I think that both are there, but I feel like the one that you can connect with the most is that one. And I'm a big believer that, again, everybody, but you especially, get a lot of information in your dreams. So keep pen and paper by the bed. It's in that twilighty phase that if you go to sleep asking a question, you'll wake up with the answer.
Okay.
Ooh, I love that. I love that a lot. So I'm going to leave you with that, okay, Michelle?
Perfect.
And know that
thank
we
you
love
calling.
You.
Yeah,
and we appreciate
you.
Well, I love you and appreciate
so you.
Thank
you. Shall I disconnect you, or do you want to stay on hold?
I'll stay on hold.
Fair
thank
enough.
You, Julie.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Okay. I'd like to go ahead and welcome area code 111 to USC. Please give us your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, my name is Melissa, CO. Thank you for taking my call. I'm Michelle Weber.
Hi, Melissa. Good to hear your voice from Colorado. Good to have you with us. So give us your color of your eyes and your hair color, please.
Right, the color you show the world.
Cool, yeah. Brown.
Got it. And what's your question? What specifically would you like to know?
Yes, I have to ask because I'm a little bit, what I'm just trying to be ready. I'm just trying to see if anything is, I need to know the status, and forgive me, Lonnie. I need to know, like, exactly, like, do I get an unexpected, I'm having a strange feeling, and I know my intuition, like you were saying earlier, and I know I'm right, but just trying to figure out that I want to see if I have a friend that we have a little bit of ups and downs, and it clear, and then I know he's going through a lot of stuff, but I just have a strange feeling. What do you see coming out of it, and then, like, in the future, like, I don't know if he contacts is going to be. I want to know what you see. Thank you.
You're welcome. And that's an excellent question because I think that one of the biggest challenges when it comes to any relationship, friendship, parent, child, coworker, lover, ex-lover, you know, first of all, I think you are incredibly sensitive. It wouldn't surprise me if you're very empathic and you feel what they're feeling. And it wouldn't surprise me if that other, is that other person dark hair, dark eyes? I feel like it.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then the other thing that I'm getting with this is I feel like, and again, I'm not a doctor, so I'm not diagnosing, but there's some sort of depression or something that's giving them the blues. And I feel like you're feeling that. And it's kind of like they almost need their own space. Does that make sense? That's not,
yes.
You're not doing anything wrong. It's being a good friend to occasionally check in on the one hand. On the other hand, when it comes to relationships and stuff like that, the other thing that I'm getting is be careful, I'm going to say, be careful what you wish for. In other words, if you want to have more of a relationship with them, that's beautiful. However, understand you can't be the therapist. You can't be the mommy. You can just be the friend. And because you're not going to solve their problems. And the second part is, from a prediction standpoint, I feel like you've got some beautiful new situations that are occurring where you're going to be meeting some new people coming in your world that I feel like are a little bit more balanced, not so heavy. And especially going into what I'm going to call late spring, early summer, like May, June, July, I can see you being more active, more social, maybe even learning a new sport, outdoorsy, kind of connected. And the reason why I'm saying that is all of a sudden you're meeting some new people, and not that this friend is completely gone, but it's not your job to solve their problems. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, I feel like it'll always be a lifelong friendship, but if you want this to be deeper, then right now you really got to step back and let them kind of find their center. They just feel like, you know, sometimes people have to have their own down before they go up, and that's kind of what's going on here. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. I am, because I had a clarification, had to back off, because I know he's going through some legal heavy stuff right now. And is that
and
what
it's
you're
not
saying?
Your job to solve that. And that's the hardest thing. I'm a problem solver myself, just like you. You know, one thing and that we didn't really talk about is I see auras. You have a lot of beautiful, gorgeous blue in your aura. Blue's like to problem solve. I'm a blue too. Blue is also very intuitive. And mothering and nurturing and caring and giving. Just understand kind of where the line in the sand, what yours is to do and what it isn't, and you can't solve that problem. But you can be a friend and say hi, hello, or I'm thinking of you. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
So remember, Melissa, go back and re-listen to the archive, and then really sit with yourself and do inner reflection on the information that's being given to you. I used to be like that all the time too, and I still am, actually. Who am I kidding? Anyway, sometimes we have to stay in our own lane and allow people the opportunity to learn through the experience. So, and it sometimes it even has to do with balancing out their own personal reality, okay? So keep that in mind as well. So and the best way to always love and support people is just to be there to listen. A lot of times that can be the most important love that we can give to anyone else, okay? Just remember that.
Ronnie, real quickly. Well, you said it's so beautiful. Thank you, ma'am. I just had a strange feeling. I feel like I'm going to be hearing all his emotional battles. That's what I'm feeling.
Yeah, and I wouldn't disagree, but now you have the power of putting up a boundary or having some space.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think every single person listening has something similar. In other words, someone in their life who, if we let them, it's kind of like a runaway freight train with stuff. They just keep going and going and going and going and going. And, you know, what stops them? A good boundary. No is not a four-letter word. Just remember that. So, no, I don't have time. No, I can't talk. No, not now is it, you know. And then give them an alternative. But then that means that you start to control the narrative and they don't. And, again, you just seem like such a beautiful, generous soul that I know you really want to help them, but it's not your job to solve the problem. So if you can find the delicate balance in that, which is part of the human condition, then it's okay to try to really be there. I think just checking in every once in a while from a psychic point of view, and you can do that telepathically too. It's literally saying, hi, how's it going? How's your day? And if they say something to you, it's a great day, you validate it. It's a great day. If it's a crummy day, oh, I'm sorry, it's a crummy day. You validate it. It doesn't mean you have to agree, but validation might be something that would be helpful. I hope that makes sense.
So, yes. Melissa, we're going to leave you with that, hon, because I have quite a bit of callers on the switchboard, and I want to make sure that we're able to assist them as well. So remember, go back and re-listen to the archive, okay, and do some inner reflection. Having boundaries is extremely important because that gives people permission to come to the front door. And I'll let you sit with that. So shall I disconnect you or put you back on hold?
Put me back on hold. Thank you very much. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Love you and appreciate you.
Leilani, you have these first two callers are amazing. So this is really cool. And those and what they're going through, by the way, so similar to what I would talk to people every single day about.
Yes.
You know, missing people, wanting to help, wanting to be validated in a stuck place, looking for signs and signals. And I'm appreciative of these calls and
I know. You know, it's really interesting, and thank you for sharing those thoughts with me, because it didn't take me very long once I came back on radio again. I realized how people all over the world are really, truly reaching out just to be able to make some sense in what's some of the dynamics that's unfolding in their lives. And, you know, a lot of times too, because we see the pains that people are experiencing, we want to immediately go to their assistance, but we also have to be mindful of having our boundaries set up. So here I am on radio. So I hope that you guys feel my heart when I say it's my pleasure to be with all of you. So thank you for that, Julie.
Well, I'm going to keep saying it's an honor and a privilege. Honor and a privilege.
So I'm going to go ahead and answer our next caller. I'd like to welcome area code 602. Please give us your name and where are you calling from?
Juanita, and from Phoenix.
Hi, Juanita. Good to hear your
Hello.
Voice, young lady. So can you give us your hair color and your color of your eyes, please?
Both dark brown.
Got it. And what's your question for me?
My question is, where will I be in 3 months?
I just did, okay, wait, we're January, February, March, but it's not January, February, March. I was trying to make a joke. Thank goodness I'm not a comedian because I can't do it. Okay.
It would have been good,
first
though.
First of all, I really like, everybody listening should be glad I'm not a comedian. Okay, so a couple things that came out, and we didn't really talk about the aura thing a whole lot, but it is, when I ask hair color and eye color, just me hearing your voice connecting to energy, you have a lot of yellow and green, and most people have two things that are going on, but you also have some blue and violet, which means every once in a while you're pulled in four directions, and the reason I'm saying that is yellow is about fun, freedom, and friends. Green is about make money, nose to the grindstone, and it's finding, here's that word again, balance. So 3 months from now, one of the things that I'm getting is I feel like just career-wise, where you're going, what you're doing, and you could tell me that you're not even thinking about getting a new job, and I'm going to say, nope, new job in your future. I keep getting April. I'm hearing April, April, April. And I feel like it's a little bit more of a dedicated career path. And again, you could call me absolutely crazy and say I'm not leaving what I'm doing, and I'm like, they keep showing me April.
Okay.
But I feel like the other thing that's happening is you're getting really grounded and centered with, I might want to use the word goals. I want this to be a little bit lighter of a thing, like not so heavy, like I've got to do this and I've got to do that and I've got to do this. But I feel like, of course, I'm a big believer in manifestation. I'm a big believer that if you put something down on paper, you know, you're on the path to it. You just have to be in your knowingness. And one thing that I talk about all the time is we don't always get what we want. We get what we believe. So let those things be on paper, beliefs.
Okay.
I am statements are wonderful because that really gets you closer to all these things. So where am I going to be 3 months from now? Amazing land. In feeling like you're floating on air, feeling like you've got the Midas touch, feeling like things are really coming together, and you're not going to, and I think you're really good with boundaries because you're not going to let some of the outside noise bring you down. I feel like maybe that, and you can tell me if this was a past thing that you would kind of let that happen. The other thing that's kind of interesting is, I feel like if you have had to put some family in the background what they say, just because I was just on an airplane, they say, put your oxygen mask on first before helping others. Just remember that. That's for you.
Okay.
So if you've got people who are really needy and, you know, much more so than typical day-to-day stuff, again, you get to say no.
Mm-hmm. I do. I don't let anybody try to take advantage of me. I used to be a doormat, but now I'm like, no, I'm not going to let anybody do that to me anymore because I got to take control of my life, which is what I did.
And, you know, that's an important thing, I think, and Leilani, you might agree with me on this, that, you know, again, once you kind of have those boundaries, you don't even have to worry about being a doormat. You know,
you have those established boundaries in place, and it's really interesting too because we'll find ourselves adding to our boundaries as we navigate through our personal lives and so forth. And you do a really good job with that, Juanita.
Yes, and I would tell everybody, all the listeners, that Leilani has been a good teacher, and I've been a client of hers, and I was a doormat when I met her, but now I'm not. So she's a good inspiration for me.
Aww.
Yeah, how cool. You go. You've got this.
Thank you,
Juanita.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, bless your heart, Juanita. Thank you for your kind words. I really appreciate that. So I'm going to leave
you
with that, Juanita.
You did a lot for me,
Leilani,
and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you very much.
You know I got you, girl.
Yep.
And I won't let you ever go, let me tell you. You're one of my best buddies. And I'm so thrilled that you actually called into the show this evening. It was a real treat to hear your voice.
Aww.
Julie, she doesn't, you know, she'll sometimes tune in and stuff, but, you know, she's usually on the run and so forth. And I think this is maybe, what, your second time you've ever called in?
Yes, uh-huh.
Well, I'm just going to say, you know, first of all, you're a beautiful soul on the planet. You've got so much purpose here. Circle April on the calendar. I think it's really a pivotal month. And get those hopes, wishes, dreams, goals written down. Let them be an I am
manifest
statement.
It'll
every
be
really
day.
Powerful.
Okay.
Excellent.
Awesome.
Excellent, excellent. What a privilege.
Thank you. Thank you for the advice.
I'm going to go ahead and leave you with that, Juanita. Shall I go ahead and disconnect you or put you back on hold?
Just put me back on hold.
Fair enough.
All right.
Love you and
bye,
appreciate
lady.
You.
Love you too.
Bye.
Just real quick to all our listeners, I've been working with Juanita for the last 3 years. I do spiritual counseling and healing work with her, and I also do the I write the codes and stuff for with her to bring elevate her frequencies up higher and so forth. So, oh, yes, I plugged myself in. But on that note, before I answer our next caller, I would like to share that website with all of you again. It's Psychic Julie, spelled J as in joy, U as in umbrella, L, E-E as in echo.com. Again, it's PsychicJulie.com. If you'd like to personally contact Julie, you can either call or text her at area code 231-675-8235. Again, that number is area code 231-675-8235. On that note, I'd like to go ahead and welcome area code 205 to USC. Please give us your name and where are you calling from.
Hi, lady. I'm Patricia. And my hair. Hi.
Hi, I didn't hear your name. I'm sorry.
My name is Patricia.
Oh, Patricia. Okay, great.
And where are you calling from, Patricia?
I'm calling from Alabama, and my hair color is dark brown or brown, and kind of like a salt and pepper.
Got it. A lot of wisdom. That's what I call myself.
And your eye color is brown as
brown.
Well?
Yes.
Fair enough.
And what's your question for me?
I would just like to know if Spirit has any messages for me. I have a couple of things that going on.
I've got a couple of things. I mean, you've got this beautiful, gorgeous violet that's just pulsating to me, which means a lot of spirituality. So have you been doing more spiritual study, wanting to learn more, help more, pastoral care, anything in that vein just yet? Because if not, you're going to. I mean, like, it's so clear to me. I would be surprised that you're not already doing it.
When you say pastoral, yes, very spiritual, very, so much to meditate and just love to have conversations with God.
Nice.
Very spiritual.
That's so beautiful. Well, one of the things that I kind of see, and this I think is, you know, I believe we have guides, guardian angels, God, kind of things. It all comes from love.
Yes.
But I see you sitting in a circle with a lot of people around. I my only personal thing that I could say is it reminded me of more of a, I'm going to use the word pastoral, support group, something where there's a lot of empathy. It's not so much like a grief support group. It's more like a learning more, sharing more, developing more. So if you find that there's an opportunity, but at some point I see you leading this. So maybe something in your area. And it just feels like it could start off with one or two people, but all of a sudden 10, 12 getting together on a regular basis and kind of really sharing, but it feels very substantial and fulfilling in a very, I apologize for using sometimes the same words, but I want to make sure that I'm being clear, but you're giving a lot of support, encouragement, care, love, but in a guided way, in an intelligent way, in a learned way. So I feel like there's more learning for you, but there's also more giving for you. And, that it's a really powerful, because I think it's like, to me, when people have violet in their aura, sometimes they don't step into that until a little later in life. And I feel like you're doing it now. Violets like to write, teach, demonstrate, show, be creative. So if you feel like there's a creative class that you'd like to take, take it. Get involved at your local library, getting involved in stuff that feels very right-brained. I hope that makes sense.
Yes.
I'm going to leave you with that, Patricia. It was really good to hear your voice again. And I trust that you're doing extremely well, and I know you are. But remember,
yes,
we love you and we appreciate you.
Absolutely.
I love you. I love you both more, and thank you so much. Many blessings. Thank you.
To you as well. Shall I disconnect or put you back on hold?
Yeah, please, back on hold. Thank you.
You're very welcome. On that note, I'd like to go ahead and welcome area code 518 to USC. Please give us your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Leilani. Hi, Julie. I hope your guys are doing well. My name is Val, and I'm in New York State. And forgive my voice.
New York.
I'm a little hoarse. Yeah.
It's okay. What's the color of your eyes and hair?
My eyes are blue, and my hair is like a medium to dark brown. I'll say that.
Fabulous. And what's your question for me? What would you like to know?
Actually, there are two things. One is I'll go with my first thing, and the other one should be very quick and easy. But this one is about a gentleman, and I guess I'd just like to know what you see around him.
I just need the other person's hair color, and it just give me the first initial of their name. We don't need to say it on the radio.
Oh, thank you. Red and Jay.
And just to make sure I've got Jay's energy correct, is this somebody who is really good with their hands, like maybe building, working, mechanical? That kind of thing?
I'd say, yeah.
Okay. I want to make sure I've got the energy and the person correct, and I try to find something that's not quite so generic. Okay, and have they been a little hot and cold also, meaning like 1 minute interested and the next minute almost disappearing?
Well, I guess for lack of a better answer, I'll say yes.
Sometimes it's just like the generalization, and I know we're going really quick here.
Yeah.
This is what I'm going to say is it's okay for you to back off, like let him chase you because you're worth it.
I know,
but I also feel like too, springtime, and like I'm hearing it really, really loudly. And I know you being in New York, sometimes spring can come in February. I'm in Michigan and today was gorgeous, like so gorgeous. But and it felt like spring. But so sometimes I do my timing based on weather. That's why I'm saying it. But I feel like, you know, leaves are on the trees. They can almost smell grass, that kind of thing. So what I'm saying is I feel like stuff is shifting with him. He's getting a lot off of his personal plate. He's figuring out himself a little bit more. And while that's happening, don't be surprised if there's not somebody else coming in from left field. And I mean that really, I see on the left side of you, which is kind of interesting, who feels very interesting, intelligent, maybe a hazel, brown, green, blue eye, kind of it's a mixed color. Brown hair, kind of thinning, but guys always show me themselves with hair. And I keep seeing numbers in their head. So if they're engineering or accountant or something like that, I keep seeing another guy around. The reason why I'm saying that is don't be surprised if somebody kind of takes your mind off of him. And again, my readings are typically the next 3 to 4 months, but I feel like there's something just kind of coming in out of the blue where you don't expect it.
That would be interesting. Okay.
I'm actually excited. I'm excited for you, girl.
I know. Right. This will be very interesting, and I appreciate that. And I'll keep my eyes open for him. And as far as the first one, you feel springtime, okay, because it's been very
I feel like springtime, and I just feel like I always call it turn the corner moments, like they've got their own development and stuff to do. Again, not your job to rescue, save, fix,
right,
and make better. So,
I'm not rescuing anybody.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. And I just feel like, you know, remember the universe is looking out for you too. God, source, all that is, whatever you believe in.
Yes.
And it's like sometimes we just have to kind of, and I kind of do this myself too. If we get fixated on something, sometimes we got to kind of take our eye off the prize. And then all of a sudden the universe puts something even better on our path.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I understand what you're saying. I would just like to establish a reconnection with this person. Not for
you, I think
romance,
you will. I
not
think
for...
I think really very seriously I think you will, but let it be the highest and best part of the relationship instead of something mm-hmm. that might be continuing to be disappointing.
You're right. Exactly. Like, and that's exactly what I'm looking for.
Right. And that's what you're gonna get. That's what you're gonna get.
Okay. I appreciate
that. I think
there's
somebody really worth coming in. I love when numbers enter my brain because I am so not number oriented, and I'm like, oh, this is so much fun. They're going to be smart and fun and good. There's nice. There's laughter. I see a lot of laughter, and that I feel like might have been missing for a bit. So start laughing now.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. Laughter.
And let somebody join you in the laughter.
Oh, I will, definitely, and I appreciate that. And the one quick question I have to ask, and this is
sure.
a friend of mine has lost their dog, got out on them. Their dog got out in January. I'd say,
okay.
I think it was the 19th.
So let's do
it's
this. I can just, mm-hmm. Wait. I can do this very quickly. Your friend that lost the dog, the human, the dog mm-hmm. mom, right,
yeah.
It's a dog mom. I just need their hair color and first name only.
Maureen, and her hair color is a lighter brown. Lighter
Got
brown.
It. And does Maureen kind of have a little wavy or curly hair? Or I just want to make sure I've got her energy correctly.
Shorter hair. Well, kind of shorter hair. And not really wavy. Maybe a little, but not really.
There's something about it or textured. I think I've got her energy.
Okay.
First of all, and what's the dog's name?
Maya.
Well, here's what's interesting is I keep picturing another female holding Maya, caring for Maya that feels dark haired on this side. Sometimes it'll feel like there's a spirit that's holding the dog and then,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't feel like that. I also feel like, too,
mm-hmm.
I hope the dog is microchipped because I feel like that's going to be one of the best ways to get back quicker. But, you know,
they
people
are
kind of funny. They're like, oh, we saw a dog wandering. We're going to rescue and save it and keep it ourselves instead of, like, calling a vet and going, oh,
I know.
No.
Well, the dog is sick
like,
and needs
really...
medication. But I feel... we don't know. And the dog's older and never ran out of the house ever in all the years she's had her ever once.
Right.
And when she came in with groceries in her hand, the dog just jetted, like never ran out anywhere before ever.
Wow.
And I'm feeling like somebody has her myself. I don't feel like
If you're feeling that, then that's kind of what I'm getting to. The hard part is I'm not sure they're going to be reunited. That
mm-hmm.
that is always a challenge. I never like to say never to anything, especially because I'm a fur kid owner myself and have been through something similar. But let's trust that God, Source, all that is,
mm-hmm.
also who is a big old dog lover, because isn't,
mm-hmm.
you know, God, like dog spelled backwards. So let's just trust that there's a real angel on earth caring for this beautiful baby, and it's it. And then just let's put it out there, put it out to the universe, a little telepathically, mm-hmm. that maybe the person who has the dog takes the dog to the vet if there's health issues. And then all of a
mm-hmm.
sudden, it's a domino effect, and there's a reunited.
Okay.
From a psychic place, it feels a little bit low on the energy scale, but sometimes we have to change how we're doing things to kind of turn up the volume.
Right. Well, anything you can do to put it out there as well, I appreciate it, because
I absolutely will. And the only other thing that I will say again is just be in your knowingness. You know, like, let's trust how this all happened. I mean, it's terrible because, you know, it doesn't make sense when it's a behavior that's not typical. But I feel like a vet. I keep hearing the word vet. So let's just keep our fingers crossed about that.
Okay. I really appreciate that. Oh, go ahead.
And Val, I did put that out as well while you guys were interacting. Okay. So I'm going to leave you with that, Val.
Yeah.
And it was
thank you, lady,
for calling in.
Thank you.
Shall I disconnect you? You can put me on hold, and God bless you both.
God bless you.
Yeah, thank you. God bless you.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and put you back on hold. I wanted to remind all of our listeners that Julie has literally read for celebrities, politicians, sports coaches, and, of course, moms looking for more meaning in their life. And, again, that website is psychicjulie.com. If you'd like to personally contact Julie or text her, you can reach her at area code 231-675-8235. On that note, I'd like to go ahead and welcome area code 707 to USC. Please give me your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Valerie, California.
Hi, Valerie. Good to have you. Hi. That's two Valeries in a row.
It is. It is. Is it still raining in California?
Not today.
Excellent. Excellent.
That's good news.
Yeah.
So what's the color of your hair and your eyes, Valerie?
Dark brown for both.
Okay.
And what's your question for me? What would you like to know?
Finances. Will it come through work or any other means?
Okay, well, you show me the number three, which means to me, I feel like three things are going to kind of be these little rivers of stuff. Of course, work is it, but getting increased income feels like it's a little further down the track. I want to kind of circle back to that in a second. But I feel like, don't be surprised if something happens tax-wise or you get something back or, I feel like there's something that feels a little bit more governmental or a check or tax or something like that. And it's like, wow, that didn't expect that. And then the third thing that I'm getting is I feel like there's a little bit of moonlighting or doing something extra, but it almost feels like it's a little bit of your passion. It's like allowing a hobby to be a profession. Does that make sense? So those little trickles and streams make it all better. I wanted to circle back to the job, the day-to-day kind of thing. And I feel like when I say further down the track, again, I typically do my timing based on weather and kind of where I am. I tend to live in Colorado in the wintertime. So we get California rain becomes Colorado snow and anyway, but I'm seeing late summer, early fall. Like, I feel like the weather's changed. Days are getting shorter, where it feels like there's stuff that's improving. Now, the flip side is one last thing that I'm kind of getting that your guides are showing me is I think that you're a responsible person, but maybe you're doing a little bit better. It's not so much about belt tightening as it is just mindful. Does that make sense? Mindful of your spending, mindful of what you're doing, just paying a little bit more attention to it and not quite forgiving.
I'm not quite so giving right now because all the bills are going up. And I'm pretty sure they're going up on everyone. You know, energy bills are out.
And like I said, I feel like there's some money coming back to you that I very clearly see this, like an unexpected check in the mail. And it's one of those kind of nice surprises. I feel like you will be making more money at work, you know.
I'm not working now.
You keep showing. You're not working now.
No, I'm actually looking.
Mm-hmm. You're looking. Right. Well, then the surprising thing to me is I feel like you're going to get something relatively quickly. And it wouldn't surprise me that they have a pay increase or something by end of August, beginning of September. Because the funny thing is that you feel like you're working. So I feel like you're going to be getting something rather quickly.
Okay.
That's actually, I picked up on that as well. That's why I was kind of surprised when you said that. I went, oh, my goodness. Have you may I ask you a question? Have you been
yes.
actually going to interviews?
No, I have not. I have I had one scheduled, but I haven't gone through that interview yet.
Okay. Well, get ready.
I was just about to say the exact same thing. I'm like, get ready. It's funny to me because one of the interesting things about intuition is there's no past, present, or future. It's like trying to understand the timing of something. And boy, it feels like you're already working. And that's where I said it also mm-hmm. feels like there's something that feels moonlighting or secondary. I'm a big believer in the more pasta you throw on the wall, the more something sticks. Just keep applying for things. Move energy around. Do some different things. Because it's going to come from, again, it's going to be very quick, and it's going to come from something that feels pretty traditional of how they hire, so like job placement, HR, headhunting kind of place, traditional job placement.
Right.
But I uh-huh. also feel like you are going to know. You have great intuition. I know. It doesn't seem like it, but once you're in this right now, but once you're in the situation, you're going to be like, oh, yeah, I got this.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Well, because there's something mm-hmm. I did before. I'm just waiting on that door to open up again.
It will.
Yep. The only thing that I would like to suggest to you, if I may, Val.
Oh, absolutely.
Is
yeah. uh-huh.
shift your mindset. And I know this is difficult because I'm experiencing it as well, where, you know, every time I turn around, I feel like I'm getting a letter about increases with my own stuff. And yet at the
yeah.
same time, I have learned, okay, it is what it is. And I stay very focused and direct in my direction.
Right.
And you're extremely... extremely powerful. So just remember that, okay?
I'm going to share a personal story if it's okay. I'll try and make it really quick.
Okay.
Of course, I'm a big believer in manifestation, which means thoughts become things. And so
mm-hmm.
one day I had a leaky roof, and where I live is crazy expensive. And, you know, if where you live, it costs one thing, and my family's in the building business, so they all thought I was nuts when I accepted the bid on my roof. And of course, the guy who put it on did it wrong. So then I had to bring somebody else in, and I had to spend twice. So now it went crazy to crazier. And of course, it was draining my savings account and stuff like that. And so one day I just woke up and I said to myself, and I knew whatever the money was for the roof. And I thought, well, I'd like to plant a few trees and I'd like to do this, that, and the other thing. So I just put a crazy number out there. I literally woke up in the morning. I said, wouldn't it be nice if, and fill in the blank. And I don't want to say my number because it's not about me anymore. And I want you to have whatever it is that you need. But I said, wouldn't it be nice if, and I kid you not, I forgot about it. I woke up, I said it in the morning, I went through my meditation, I did my daily routine, I forgot about it. And not 12 hours later, my brother calls me and he says, you know, hey, my dad who had passed away, he had a building and we sold it and we just paid taxes on it and you're getting the proceeds. And it was so close to my crazy number that I put it out there.
Wow.
Miracles happen every day, every minute of every day. That's manifestation 101. And
mm-hmm.
I want change just what Leilani said, kind of flip the switch on this, and I promise you, good things are happening.
Mm-hmm. A matter of fact, if I may add as well, you're a great manifester. You're a what we call a physical manifester, and that's why I had encouraged you to monitor your thoughts, okay? So,
okay.
Because you are able to manifest. And don't forget, Val, to go back and re-listen to the archive, because when we're getting information, sometimes it's difficult to capture everything that is being said, and then we are able to reflect on it once we go back and capture the things that we might not necessarily had at the moment captured. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah. Val, I'm going to leave you with that. Keep us posted, okay?
Thank you both very much.
You're extremely welcome. Remember, we love you and appreciate you. Do you want me to disconnect you or keep you on hold?
On hold. Uh-huh. Thanks.
Fair enough. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'd like to go ahead and welcome area code 917 to USC. Please give us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi.
Hi. Is this Miss Karen?
Yes. Thank you. Oh, that's so nice to be remembered. Thank you, Miss
Karen. Please forgive me, but give me your state, please.
New York.
I should know that by now, shouldn't I? Anyway, your color of your hair and eyes, please.
Okay, if I get auburn, reddish brown, and mahogany brown eyes.
Terrific. And what's your question for me? What would you like to know?
Well, I would love to know about my karmic relationship with my sister, but actually something came up. It's probably a little more relevant. I just found out I'm having an interview, a phone interview next Wednesday. I'm wondering if you're getting information about that. No, it's not a job. I hate to say it. It's not anything, positive.
No. Actually, I'm getting positive. You know what? Here's the ironic thing is I'm getting a lot of light around you, and I feel like there's a lot of clarity. I feel like the call is going to be something that feels very grounding. And I also feel like you're getting a little bit better with your own boundaries again, too. I mean, you know, as I say that, I feel like the next, so we are the beginning of February. I'm going to say like the next 4 to 6 weeks, you're going to feel like each day feels more energized, a little bit brighter, a little bit lighter. There's something about almost this locomotive leaving the station feeling of getting it done, going and doing what you need. Like there's a chugging along. It's a very visual image that I'm getting of this locomotive feeling, you know, slowly getting up to speed. And I feel like this call really helps solidify that. It feels positive to me. I don't feel like it's all dread and doom and gloom.
Okay. Well, I hope so. I guess I don't have to go into details. I just should accept that. It sounds great.
No. I feel like it's about clarity. And, you know, something that we talked about earlier with other people are boundaries. So just in the very quick dynamic of it, you know, I feel like you being true to who and what you are. And keeping firm, and I almost feel like this is the same with the sister, is just, as Leilani said this great earlier, which is stay in your lane. I would kind of really like that. You just keep doing what you do. Go the speed you need to go. Don't be pushed by anybody. And every once in a while, there's going to be a bad driver that, you know, you're just okay, you're aware. You just go about your business. But it feels really good to me. which and here's another thing too, is I keep hearing the word social, and I feel like there's going to be the slow process of being more social. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes, unless it has to do with social services.
No, I meant with people more active. I'm not going to say no to social services, but I was seeing you more with people out about engaged, engaging, more energy around.
Yeah, I want to meet new people. I need to meet like-minded souls, and just hasn't been much opportunity, but I'm open already.
Excellent. Well, don't give up. You know, the library, you keep showing me something that felt like a library. So, or maybe there's some sort of something coming to a library or an event that'll start it off.
And even bookstores, please forgive me, Julie, for the interjection. You know what I used to do too is go into a Barnes & Noble's bookstore and go find me a good book and curl up on a chair and start reading, and all of a sudden I was having conversations with people at the bookstore. It was amazing. But anyway, I'm going to leave you with that, Karen. Get excited because there's great things coming your direction, okay?
All right, I'm ready. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Have a great show.
And remember, bless your heart. Well, we got lots more coming our way, let me tell you. So on that note, remember, we love you and we appreciate you.
Thank you. I love
and
appreciate you as well.
Thank you. Okay. Real quick before I do answer our next caller, I'd like to share with all of you Thursday night. You guys aren't going to want to miss this show. We have a huge lineup of people that's coming on to the shows. But we are going to have Rebecca Hardcastle Wright, PhD, creator of Exoconsciousness, futuristic author, coach. She participated as a co-producer on the Phoenix Light documentary, along with being a member of Apollo 14. You heard me right, a member of Apollo 14. There is so much information that we're going to be unpacking that night. And, of course, we're going to be talking about her book as well. So it's going to be a real treat that we're going to have her joining us Thursday evening. And her book is called Exoconsciousness Humans, Will Free, Will Survive in an Increasingly Non-Human World. We're going to be exploring about cyber security systems installed in your brain, constant surveillance in our behavior, collected to create an avatar to replace us, on and on and on. It's going to be mind-boggling, everyone. So you may want to make sure that you put that on your calendars, especially for a few of you. You may not want to miss this show. But on that note, I'd like to go ahead and welcome area code 541 to USC. Please give me your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Nancy from Oklahoma.
Hi, Nancy. Good to have you with us.
Well,
what's the color of your hair and eyes, please?
Okay, brown hair and hazel eyes.
Ooh, pretty.
Got it. Okay, so what's your question for me? What would you like to know?
Basically, what I should focus on for the next few months.
Got it. You've got this beautiful blue-violet swirl kind of going on, and I'll just kind of briefly say, blues are nurturing, caring, giving, mothering, wanting to give, give, give. Violets came to this world to make a difference, writing, teaching, demonstrating, showing, being a leader, stepping up, being involved. So things that feel, because you do feel very generous of mind and spirit and got this beautiful heart, I would say doing things that make you feel like your volunteering, giving back, being involved with people. Mm-hmm. This is interesting because this is the social on another level. And the only reason why I'm saying it is I keep hearing the word purpose. Where's my purpose?
True.
Does that make sense?
Oh, for sure.
Have I hit the nail on the head there? Because, and by the way, we're all there. I go through that, you know, let me do what I'm supposed to be doing and what was I supposed to be doing again? But the thing that is so beautiful is I think that you are excellent at boundaries, or at least you've gotten that way. And mm-hmm. that's a really important thing because you can be involved. Or let me say it differently. My mom used to always say to me, you know, save animals, not people. And then I had one too many cats, and she said, okay, stop being the crazy cat lady. Stop rescuing animals, too. And the point is this, is that you can only do so much. What I really also see about you, though, is that you, with your generosity, you know where the boundary is so that you're not coming home with an armload of cats or people. You don't have to give it all away. It's not your job.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. I was a mental health nurse, and I had to learn my boundaries that way in the past.
Well, I think that you did an excellent job, and now, you know, you're obviously a light worker to do that kind of thing. First of all, I think you're an angel, too, to do that kind of work. It's a lot. It might not have to be at that level, but just something, and you know, something where it's not saving, you know, the most wounded that are out there, but getting involved, you know, reading to kids, talking to senior citizens, doing something that just really warms your heart and soul, I think is really important because I think you're going to find a lot of fulfillment in that, and then it's a domino effect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Nancy, I'm going to leave you with that. And remember to go back and listen to the show archive, okay?
Okay.
Really take a moment of that. You're extremely welcome. Remember, we love and appreciate you. Shall I disconnect or put you back on hold?
You can disconnect because I'm going to listen to the computer from here on. Okay.
Fair enough. Have a great evening and sleep well also.
Oh,
good night to you, Nancy.
Good night.
Okay, on that note, I'd like to go ahead and welcome area code 845 to USC. Please give us your name. Oh, hold on. Okay. Area code 845, welcome to USC. Please give us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, how are you? My name is Maria. You're calling from
Maria.
How are
good
you?
To hear your voice, young lady. I am doing extremely well, even better now that I've heard your voice. Now, are you calling from Italy?
Yeah, I got it for days.
How is the weather in Italy right now?
Oh, it is. It's summer. It's a beautiful. Oh, yeah, it's cold. Over there, it's a nice.
Well.
The weather is nice.
Well, you definitely made my night.
Oh,
so, Maria, share your hair color and your eyes with us, okay? The color.
Blonde, and my eyes is brown.
Okay. And, Julie, yes. I will help in case you don't quite understand, Maria. I will help share that with you. So, Maria, what's your question for Julie this evening?
This evening, I'm looking forward to selling my cunt over there in my town.
Got it.
To buy another one in another place. So I'm going to sell
okay.
I keep, okay, two things. One, I see a professional male. He feels somebody that I'm not very good with ages, but I'm going to say feels a little bit more older and experienced. that would be somebody, I think, in their 50s, but it might even be a little bit older than that, and established, who one is going to help you sell. The second thing is I see the number 4. Now, I don't feel like you're selling it in 4 days, and I don't feel like it's 4 months, so I feel like kind of in the next 4 weeks, if you wanted to, or 4 weeks from when you are ready to sell. So in other words, if you needed to pack some boxes or clean some things up or whatever, I keep seeing the number 4. That could also indicate the month of April. So if you're not quite ready today, I would say April feels really good. Does all of that make sense?
Yeah, but my age, something like that. I want to go back in July. What do you think?
July doesn't feel bad to me. I feel like if you decided to sell it in April, but not, let's say, close it until July, you could do that. I feel like, let me say this differently. Nothing feels like it's going to stop you from selling. Or, you know,
I want to go in July. I want to go in Italy. I want to go back.
Yeah, I think you can. I think you can. I keep hearing the word April. I think, like, April, you're going to be very clear about where you're going and what you're doing. Is the town you want to go to a little bit closer to water, on the water, near the water? I keep seeing water around you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to.
What do you think? I'm looking for to buy the little air. I want to buy to Roma or Tufalo. What do you think?
In Roma or where else?
Or Tufalo near the water. It's a boat near the water.
I keep seeing water, so I feel like you're going to buy near the water.
Yeah,
because I feel like you walk into some place and you know.
I got to buy near the water. I have no choice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember that, Maria. Before I have to let you go, please give your daughter my big hugs and love as well, okay?
Thank you.
I'm really excited for you.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
Extremely welcomed, Maria. I think about you all the time. Well, it's so nice to have you call in this evening.
Thank you. I wish I was a little bit closer. We could see you. You could come over. We can have a dinner together. You know.
I come to Italy for dinner. Are you kidding?
Oh, anytime. Anytime, yeah. You know what I mean? Anytime.
You never know.
I know, Julie, she's actually invited me to come and spend some time with her in Italy, and I told her, I'm going to come. I'm coming.
I think, Leilani, we need to do a live show there. I think, we'll pick one of those Tuesdays.
I will do that. I'll actually bring my equipment with me, and we'll do a live show in Italy. I would love that. So, Maria, I'm going to leave you with that. Remember, as you know, you can always go back and re-listen to the archives. But I got to say, you've got the green light. Your path is clear. Everything is going to unfold for you beautifully. Okay?
Thank you very much. God bless you. Thank you. We are gonna never
God bless you.
He says hello. I can leave you open. I listen.
Hi. Yes, okay. I'll put you back
Thank
on
you.
Hold.
Thank you. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. You're very welcome, Maria. I'd like to go ahead and take this opportunity to invite area code 914 to USC. Please give us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. It's Catherine from New York.
Hi, Catherine. Good to hear your voice, young lady.
Same here.
Can you give Julie? You're very welcome. Can we have the color of your eyes and hair, please?
Yes, I have brown hair and brown eyes.
Got it. And what is your question for me? What would you like to know?
I was wondering what you might pick up
I'm thinking of asking a friend of mine to work with me on a project.
Okay, wait, before you do that, I just need your friend's hair color, and if you don't want to say their name, just their first initial, please.
Sure. Hair is gray, his eyes are blue, and his first initial is G.
I'm hesitating only because as soon as I go into the energy, I feel like it might start out okay, but I feel like there might be a little bit of disappointment. And that's not, let me say this a little differently. I see you working with another woman, and I feel like that will be stronger, better, easier. And the friend that you do want to work with, I feel like they're just very distracted. Does that make sense?
Distracted, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's hard to compete with somebody who's distracted, you know? I mean, they could have the best intentions. They could say yes, and say they, you know, and really be seemingly perfect. And then you might start getting it one excuse, then two excuses. So just go slow. You know, I actually think that you're very qualified to do things yourself, but I could see you getting so busy that you need the help.
Right,
and
exactly.
And I keep seeing a female around you who feels really smart, really, you know, like young enough that they have the energy and the desire to want to do things, but old enough where they have some experience and can kind of fill in some of the blanks where you might need some extra help.
I wonder if that's my
friend. Same computer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Uh-huh. No, go ahead.
I'm wondering if you're actually picking up on my friend Diane. She has brown hair and brown eyes.
Is Diane? I want to be polite about it, but is she a little bit on the bigger side or? I don't want to say overweight because that's not nice, but
voluptuous.
Voluptuous, thank you. I'm so old. As someone myself who's not, you know, size zero. So I want to make sure I've got the right person.
I think so. It's hard to tell because we've only ever Zoomed, so it's kind of hard to.
Okay. So this is what I'm going to say is, number one, if there can be a face-to-face or really getting to know someone, because I think you're a great judge of character, but you need to be kind of in front of them. I think you've got great intuition. The second thing is that their skill set, they know how to be organized and they're good on the computer, you know, doing different programming or, you know, like the whole suite of stuff from accounting to stuff like that. There's something about that they're good with that's really going to balance you.
Wow.
So if that's Diana or someone like Diana, I don't want to say no. Wasn't quite feeling like it, but maybe only because you've met through Zoom, I'm not picking up on that complete energy, except to say that I see you working with a female. But again, everything feels like it goes really quick, smooth, easy. So keep exploring that. Find
Thank
out more
you.
Of what they're capable of doing.
Yes.
And
Thank
always
you.
Keep your options open. Always. Okay?
Yes. Oh, thank
you. So you're welcome, Catherine. It's our pleasure. It was good to hear your voice. I'm going to leave you with that. And remember, we love you and appreciate you. Shall I disconnect?
Appreciate you. No, I'd love to continue listening, please.
Thank you.
Thank you both. Much love. Thank
you. To you as well, Catherine. Forgive me. I had already hit the button, hon, but I did hear you. So before I answer my next caller, I would like to share that website with all of you again, and that is psychicjulie.com. And Julie is spelled J as in joy, U as in umbrella, L-E-E as in echo.com. And if you'd like to personally contact Julie or text her. You can reach her at area code 231-675-8235. On that note, I'd like to go ahead and welcome area code 434 to USC. Your name and where are you calling from, please?
Khalil, and I'm calling from Charlottesville, Virginia.
Hi, Cleo. How are you?
Hey, pretty good.
Excellent. I'm glad to hear that. Your color of your hair and your eyes, please.
Black hair, brown eyes.
Terrific.
Okay.
And what's your question? What would you like to know today?
I want to know who should I ask to hang out with me when they're not busy, like someone to go on trips with and do a bunch of different things. The girl from Tubby's, the restaurant in Charlottesville, or the girl from Taco Bell, and I know both
okay.
of them, and one of them offered to for us to draw sometimes when I'm in the Tubby's. And I was just wondering who you would see me, not as a girlfriend, but as a regular friend, who would you see me like
sure.
being able to?
Well, here's what I'm going to just say, because I'm a little concerned, and I really didn't get a lot on the other gal's energy, either girl, but I want to say this to you. You feel very generous to me, but something my mother always says to me is, you don't owe anybody a free vacation. So just remember that. If they can pay for their way, they're a good person to go with.
Right.
Okay? But you want to make sure that
okay.
they can pay their way and not pay you back
right.
later. It's coming up really,
right.
really strong. The second thing is, I feel like, again, both people are very interesting. The gal that when you mentioned, I think Taco Bell, just give me that person's either first initial and their hair color or their first name and hair color, whatever you're comfortable with.
C, and it's black hair.
Got it. Do they wear their hair kind of, do they straighten it, wear it a little bit long or past their shoulders?
Not that I know of, because they usually wear their hair up.
Okay. Oh, okay. Is the other person somebody who wears their hair long and straight? I just don't want to get them mixed up, but I keep seeing somebody with long, straight hair.
Yeah, the other one does too, but both of them, because they're in a restaurant, they have to have their hair up. So I'm not
exactly
sure
about their hair. Oh, they have to wear
their hair
up. I got it. Okay, so this is what I'm going to say. The one with the initial C is the Taco Bell one. That energy comes
yeah.
up a little bit stronger. Like you might do things a little bit more, as far as hanging out or there. But I also saw you. You're now the third person where we talk about socializing, but getting involved in things in your community, finding people in your community who, just kind of have similar hobbies, similar things that they like to do, similar beliefs. It's fellowship is the word I think I'm looking for, where you'll have things in common.
Okay.
The two people who work at those two things, the other thing I'm getting about the two females is I think that you would outgrow the friendship rather quickly because I'm not sure you'd have enough in common. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah.
The other thing that I see with you, again, not today or tomorrow, it might not be until the fall, but I see you going back to school or taking classes. And physically taking classes and meeting like-minded people there.
Okay.
People who would become lifelong friends.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like the
Thank
sound
you.
Of that.
Yeah.
And remember, Cleo, you deserve this, right? Wouldn't
yeah,
you
I do.
Say?
Yeah.
Yes, you do. Now, I want you to go back and listen to the archive and really go in within yourself and digest that information that's been given to you, because I do feel very strongly you're worthy of all that, of all good things.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You're extremely welcome. On that note, I'm going to leave you with that. It was good to hear your voice. And remember, we love and appreciate you. Shall I disconnect you or put you back on hold?
Disconnect, please.
Fair enough. You sleep well, okay?
Thank you.
And keep us posted.
I will.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to directly talk to area code 202. You don't necessarily have your hand up, but I am actually going to answer your call. If you choose not to come on the air, just don't say anything, and then I'll place you back on hold. On that note, I'd like to go ahead and welcome area code 202 to USC. Please give us your name and where you're calling from. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and put you back on hold. We'll do that. But I want to remind all of you, Thursday night we have Rebecca Hardcastle Wright, PhD, that is going to be coming onto the show with me on Thursday evening. She is a creator of Exco Consciousness, a futuristic author coach. She also helped produce the documentary on the Phoenix Light. She also was a member of Apollo 14. And that's not even scratching the surface with this young lady. I'm really excited about her coming and me having the opportunity to introduce her to all of you. And I hope that you guys will also call in to ask her some very specific questions, because we're going to be doing a deep dive in a whole lot of information. And some of the areas that we're going to be talking about, of course, her title of her book is Exo Consciousness Humans, Will Free, Will Survive in a Increasingly Non-Human World. We're going to be exploring things such as cybersecurity systems installed in your brain. Through constant surveillance, is your behavior collected to create an avatar to replace you? Yep, you heard me right. And so we're going to be exploring, and there's a whole bunch of information we're going to be unpacking that evening. And of course, she'll be joining us again in, I believe, April as well. So anyway, with that, I'm going to go ahead and turn to, well, matter of fact, I'll go ahead and share that website with all of you again, and that is Psychic Julie, spelled J as in joy, U as in umbrella, L-E-E as in echo, .com. If you'd like to call contact Julie, you can call or text her at area code 231-675-8235. Again, that number is area code 231-675-8235. Now, I see that we have other callers. I do understand you do not have your hand up, so I'm going to just respect that as well. It's a pleasure to have you tuning into the show on our switchboard. But Julie, I'm going to ask you if the masters have any messages they'd like to share with me.
Well,
I know.
Okay, I know. It's like, okay, well, no, there's like so many. I want to kind of go back to, I love your energy and enthusiasm and the things that you know about. Like, I see you doing some more teaching, whether it's like on the computer teach. I see you standing up in front of people. So I feel like there's some physical teaching, and I feel like there's some other teaching. And the reason why that's important is I feel like it's opening up more doors. In fact, it almost feels like a door is going to open that's going to stay open for a long time, where things, money, ideas, stuff like that, like the door, it's like the flow is really there. I also feel like you're showing me one thing that feels like maybe getting organized in a way of, or taking care of some stuff that maybe has been on the back burner, But I feel like that's because you've got so much good stuff coming up. It's like clear the clutter. Does that make sense?
It does. Because I have to say, Julie, I have an excitement that just grows inside of me. Mm. And one of the areas that I'm really clear about is organization, organization, organization.
Well, then there were your guides speaking to you about that and how, because that's what they showed me was clearing the clutter. So whether you do that physically or mentally, spiritually, emotionally, you know, it's just kind of, and I love how the word boundaries came up so much. I thought the word of the day was exuberance. Maybe it's boundaries, but that's part of it, you know. And you're building on this beautiful wisdom and guidance and knowledge and experience you've had. And I love your callers and the questions that they're asking. And, you know, it's very refreshing to me to hear what people are thinking about or concerned about. I'm really enjoying this process.
Oh, thank you, Julie. And thank you as well for the information that you shared with me. I do have a question that has come in, and I'm, of course, going to ask this in behalf of the individual.
Sure.
And we're, the first initial is J.
Got it.
Brown hair and brown eyes.
Got it.
Let me see.
Male or female? Only because
I'm... Male.
Male, okay. Got it.
And they want to know what you pick up in general with this individual.
A lot more work coming. Work, 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 work. And there's something about more nighttime or doing stuff at nighttime. I keep seeing night, dark. But in the good place. Being very busy at night, not so much like last minute, but just feeling very busy. And I feel like the only other thing that I'm really getting is that there's two people from their past that I feel like professionally are kind of coming back in the picture that maybe they never expected or thought would be on their side or recommending or doing or being. And it's like all of a sudden they're there. So I hope that that's kind of helpful to just kind of give some confidence to them that they're on the right path, the right track. They're doing what it takes.
Okay. Thank you. I'm going to leave it at there, okay? This came from our chat room, Julie. So on that note, I'll go ahead and answer area code 520. Give us your name and where are you calling from, please?
Trina from Sherita.
Okay. And that's in Arizona, Julie.
Got it.
Color of your hair and eyes, please.
I dye it, but brown, reddish brown.
That's okay. The color you show the world, because that's... It's just more me hearing your voice and as somebody
who... Yeah, I love yellow.
Yeah.
Yellow is my favorite color, and my eyes are hazel. More on the bluish, actually.
Well, you actually show me, like, I see 14 colors around people, and one isn't better than the next. And most people kind of have two colors going on. You've got four, which means you're just pulled in some different directions, and focus should be a word for you. But what specifically would you like to know?
All my seeds that I've been trying to plant or planting, are they sprouting? Are we going to grow?
More than sprouting, I think they're trees already, and I think you just have to be in your knowingness that they are. Are you feeling like it just hasn't, like the financial part hasn't kind of come back around yet?
Well, if it hasn't. I just went and done something. So yeah, I got finances.
Okay. Well, I was gonna say to me, I do believe that you know, there's nothing more that you need to do, except know that it's all growing, and I feel like you're gonna start noticing some of the fruit of your labor. They literally showed me a fruit tree, and I think it's just gonna be yours for the picking, and knowing when the fruit is ripe. I mean, I don't want that to sound too corny, but if all of a sudden you're seeing fruit trees for the next few days, no, that's a sign from your guides. You're fine. Actual fruit trees, you know, like orange trees, apple trees, cherry trees, something about trees.
I love fruit.
So it's staying in your lane and not attempting to get ahead of yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And remember.
Right. And just know that, you know, you're doing what it takes. You really are. And just be in your knowingness as well.
Good. I appreciate that.
And remember, divine timing. Even though...
I love you.
well, you know, when we have concerns and we've put so much of our heart and soul into something and it seems like it's dragging out...
Yeah.
Sometimes there's a reason, and it works out in your benefit, okay? But what I keep hearing too is trust, and I know that is not always easy, because I have my days where I have to take my deep breath, calm myself down, go back to my center, and say, Leilani, all is well.
Yeah.
When I like to tie people's shoelaces.
Totally. And you know, there was a previous caller, we talked about some affirmations, and I would say affirmations are your friend. And they're I am statements. Louise Hay was so excellent at them, but they're, you know, I am, and then fill in the blank, whatever it is you feel like you're missing.
Do you want to tell Julie what I have had you studying?
I am. I am. I am the light. I am the truth. I'm an angel of truth.
Yay, yay, yay.
I am Christ inside of me. I am a lot of things.
Yeah.
But I'm also am in, well, you guys, third dimension, and you got to deal with other people. And I just want to tie their shoelaces sometimes. Yeah,
don't we all? And then they take your parking spot? I mean, listen. My dear, I have stories for you. And one even involved a neighbor of mine, and you're like, how could they do that? Like, how? But people do those things, and we agreed to be in the sandbox of life because it really is fun and amazing and incredible, and I know you know that. And so don't strangle them. That's not what you need to do. It's just you're moving on. Yeah, I don't recommend strangulation. I don't think it's effective.
Julie, I had her literally studying and get to know the universal laws.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had her studying the great I am. She's
mm-hmm.
even bought the books. And she reads them constantly. See, I told you, Trina, I had you on the right track, didn't I?
Yeah, yeah. And one other thing you did, go ahead, tell her.
Oh, what would that be? She'll ask me questions, and I'll say, well, go look it up. Go do your research.
Go do my research, yeah. Yeah.
Because
she activated.
You know, Well, I don't mean to interrupt you. I just think that, you know, when we're on our journey, you know, while there's a lot of things that are just so similar, there's so many things that make us kind of different here and what kind of where we're at. And I love where you're at because I feel like you have so much wisdom and knowledge and experience in you. And now you're putting all the pieces together. You're making this puzzle that was so difficult for so long just be easy and effortless, and that's where the magic happens. Easy and effortless.
It was it last week, Trina, that
I activated
so that the healing energy would flow through you and out.
Yeah. So that's my new learning now, is to learn healing. I'm supposed to be so much. And you're right. I am putting the pieces together. But I'm just now putting
them
together.
Well, you already, but I want you to really know this. You already are so much. And one thing that I talk about time and again is the difference between wanting something, because when we want it, God, Source, all that is, whatever name you want to give upstairs, gives you more wanting. I want chocolate. Okay, then I have that craving for chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
When you know and believe it, I know I'm going to have it. I know it's in the cupboard. I know it's in that corner secret stash pocket that I have just in case for emergency purposes. Then being in your knowingness is really where the done deal is. And you're so close.
You.
You're so close.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You are absolutely right. I am close. You're right. Because every time I want it, I want more. But if I know.
You know, one time my mentor said to me, and I thought, talk about wanting to strangle someone. I said I was having a really hard day. And I said, when is the tide going to turn? She said, it's a breath away. And I'm like, I'm breathing. It's right there. You just have to know it's right there. It's just cross the line, whatever you feel like is your block, which I honestly don't really see blocks around you, except you're learning how to shift your thinking. And it sounds like Leilani has done some incredible work with you. How cool is that? Keep it going.
1 year.
I have her right now. I gave her a diagram when she was here. Mm-hmm. When I was working with her, for the right brain, left brain, and to integrate as a marriage between left and right of the brain. And so I've got her working on that right now. How are you doing with that?
The problem is,
I have her doing it daily.
The problem with that is I'm a motorcycle rider, so I scan left, center, right, center, left. My eyes are not fixed on one object, and I've been doing that for over 30 years. When it came to shooting a handgun, when I'm riding a motorcycle, you look far and wide. In a handgun, you look small and narrow. It took me a long time, 2 years, to get my eyes dilated to where they can go both ways. Now she wants me to look straight into a dot with both my eyes.
Right.
That's
You will do it, my dear.
It's all about the brain, okay? Trust me on that. It's all about the brain.
And I think you're going to be fabulous doing it all. And I love how you're figuring it out. And you're right. You have such a big, the kind of, we talk about it in circumstance, only because I studied economics, the macro, which is the bigger, and the micro, which is the narrow. And boy, mm-hmm. once you look at both sides of that and you're able to work it, you've beaten most of us.
Yeah.
Myself included. I can't do any of that.
Neither could I a year ago.
See? There's hope after all.
There's hope.
Anyway. I have to leave you with that, Trina, okay?
You betcha.
Forgive me.
I love you.
But I'm
real
close to the end of the show. So anyway, I'm just going to put you back on hold, okay? Because pretty soon we'll disconnect you anyway. And thank you for calling. And thank you for calling in.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you.
Trina, I had already clicked on the button. Anyway, I did want to share that website again, and that is Psychic Julie, spelled J as in joy, U as in umbrella, L-E-E as in echo.com. Again, it's psychicjulie.com. If you'd like to personally contact Julie, you can call or text at area code 231-675-8255. 1-800-875-3935. Julie, I'd like to go ahead and turn it back over to you. We're getting close to the end of our broadcast, but I wanted to make sure that you had the opportunity to share any last-minute thoughts with our call, with our listeners.
You know, the last caller pointed out something so poignant for all of us. We can always learn new things. And there's so much around to teach and guide us, and that we shouldn't be afraid of learning new things or being in new situations or doing something that might seem a little uncomfortable at first. But my hat is off to anybody who's learning new skills. So I think that that's really amazing. I, again, want to thank you. I said earlier, and again, it's an honor and a privilege to read for people. I hope that we're shedding light and giving some groundedness to people that maybe weren't feeling it before. And I'm so fascinated by the work you're doing with others, and keep up the good work. That's everyone, keep up the good work.
Absolutely. Thank you for those words, Julie. I really appreciate it. I also want to remind all of you, yes, we are in the new paradigm. We will, as we continue navigating through 2024, we're going to see the old paradigm collapsing. And this is a gentle reminder to each and every one of you, is to stand firmly grounded and planted in your own foundation. You guys are amazingly powerful. Everything that I do or Julie does, you guys have those same gifts. Just really connect with you and invest in yourselves. Does that mean, do you need to take a class, meditate more, read a book, and or even watch some movies, because they got some profound movies coming out for us that are very spiritually based, okay? But make it your business to invest in yourselves each and every day, and trust in yourselves. But most importantly, be kind to you and be kind to each other. I want to bid each and every one of you a good night. Sleep well. I'll see you guys on Thursday evening. And again, Julie, thank you for sharing your greatness with all of us this evening. It was our real pleasure.
Thank you so much. And it was my pleasure. And to everyone who called in, and really thank you for allowing me to look in. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. On that note, good night to each and every one of you. And make sure that you guys tune in Thursday night. Good night, everyone.
Thanks for listening. This has been the Universal Spiritual Connection. If you like what you heard, then be sure to hit like and subscribe. And why not share with like-minded people? Until next time, remember to be kind to yourselves.